Hello and good morning. My name is Lily Giovanelli, and I'm currently a junior at Oakland Catholic High School in Pittsburgh. I became interested in the degradation of plastics because our world is currently facing a global crisis. We are simply drowning in plastic waste. The obvious solution is to cut down on the use of plastic. But the larger question still remains, how do we eliminate the existing plastic without doing harmful things, such as burning it, which releases chemical toxins, or dumping it in the ocean? Through further research, I asked myself, can high-density polyethylene degrade at a faster rate using UV radiation? Next slide. Plastic was an invention that changed the course of humanity. It was exceedingly cheap to mass produce, but it's simultaneously highly durable. Plastic's durability is also a negative attribute. Plastic is composed of many elements such as carbon, hydrogen, oxygen, nitrogen, chlorine, and sulfur, which makes plastic non-biodegradable and a long-term pollutant. There are 7 types of plastic: polyethylene terephthalate, high-density polyethylene, low-density polyethylene, polyvinyl chloride, polypropylene, polystyrene, and miscellaneous plastics. Slide 2. HDPE is the most used plastic, most produced plastic, and has the highest accumulation rate in the ocean. It makes up 34% of the world's plastic. Here, ethylene is the monomer, and the corresponding linear polymer is high-density polyethylene. HDPE is composed of macromolecules. On average, it can take 1,200 years for HDPE to biodegrade. Go to slide 3. Ultraviolet light is electromagnetic radiation that surrounds us but is not visible, because its frequency is shorter than visible light but longer than X-rays. It can be dangerous in high amounts, especially to humans. Black lights are often used as decorations, but at higher frequency levels, they can simulate ultraviolet radiation by emitting UVA, which is also known as long wave light, and a much larger percentage of UVA rays reach the Earth's surface. Go to slide 4. Polymers can undergo different types of degradation. For example, thermal, mechanical, chemical, and photo. When exposed to UV rays, plastic can degrade. This is called photodegradation. This process is the combination of oxidation and the absorption of photons. Oxidation is the loss of electrons, which weakens the molecular bond. The photon is absorbed from about 290 to 700 nanometers at the Earth's surface. The photon causes the molecule to become excited or unstable, which can cause the molecule to easily oxidize or hydrolyze, leading to its loss of molecular weight. Next slide. It is from this information that I formulated the following hypothesis. The ultraviolet radiation will cause the high-density polyethylene to lose molecular weight more quickly than the average degradation rate of plastic. Next slide. I will begin by obtaining 200 sample pieces of HDPE. I used milk jugs and water jugs labeled as number 2 plastic. I used only recycled materials and thoroughly cleaned them before experimentation. Next slide. I will then mass each of these samples for an initial mass. I split the plastic evenly into 2 groups. Next slide. Group 1 will go into a dark room with no windows, kept at room temperature with an ultraviolet light. The lights I used was the Faschillon UV black light with a wavelength of 385 to 400 nanometers. And I used a 45-watt LED light that was 60 hertz. The lights were placed equidistantly away from each other and the shelf to ensure similar conditions. The plastic was rotated in a clockwise rotation each week after massing them to ensure consistency. And group 2, the control, will go into a different room with similar conditions but no light. Next slide. After 7 days, the samples will be removed from the rooms, masked, and placed back into the rooms. This procedure will be repeated for 8 weeks. The results will be averaged and percent reduction will be calculated. Next slide. Percent reduction is calculated by subtracting the average final mass from the average initial mass. This difference was then divided by the initial average mass, and the quotient is then multiplied by 100 to determine the percent reduction. Going on to slide 11, this graph is entitled Average Percent Reduction of HDPE after an 8-week period. The title of the y-axis is average percent reduction, and the title of the x-axis is degradation of HDPE. I compared my HDPE exposed to UV radiation to the average degradation rate of HDPE and my control. Slide 12. This equation is how you can have convincing evidence to reject the null hypothesis and support the hypothesis. Going to slide 13. I used a two-sample assuming equal variance t-test to test for statistics. The significance level I used was set at 0.05. If the p-value is less than the significance level, my null hypothesis was not supported, and my hypothesis was supported with a 95% level of confidence. Next slide. In conclusion, I used 200 pieces of HDPE to determine if exposure to UV radiation could speed up the degradation of plastic. To summarize, I obtained plastic to represent HDPE and kept one group under normal conditions and the other group under UV lights for 8 weeks. The average percent reduction of the plastic exposed to UV radiation is 10 times faster than the average degradation rate of HDPE. The control, which was exposed to no light, had zero change. While I can conclude that there is convincing evidence my results are significant, there is room to question the realistic value of how this can be implemented into everyday life. Going to slide 15. If I were to repeat this project, I would study the different types of degradation, including thermal, chemical, and mechanical. I would also compare non-biodegradable plastic to biodegradable plastic, because biodegradable plastics take 3 to 6 months to decompose fully. That is much quicker than its synthetic counterparts that take several hundred years to biodegrade. Real-life applications, on slide 16. Each year, around 380 million tons of plastic are produced. The 34% of plastic is HDPE. The main problem we need to attack is decreasing the use of single-use plastics, but we also need to safely rid of the existing plastic on Earth. The idea of simulating UV radiation can be applied to plastic if we could use the process of photodegradation efficiently. Having 24-hour focused ultraviolet radiation available for plastic would require money and facilities. Next slide. These are the sources I used during my research. Going to slide 18, thank you for your time.